Okay, and we're live. Welcome back to the Sam Smith Audio Show. I hope all of you guys enjoyed the, I hope all of you guys really enjoyed the pilot. I really enjoyed recording it for you. It was my last time to record on this little gem. I'm using it for the video right now. But I'm going to be bringing you guys a lot better quality, audio and, a lot better, quality of, watching too. So I'm going to be doing, little clips to start out with. Like, I'm not going to do all the segments on video, so you're not going to be able to watch a full podcast on YouTube or anything to start off with. So if you want to see, or if you want to hear the entire podcast all the way through, instead of seeing little clips of it and stuff, then go to the Spotify or Anchor or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, all of that, and look us up on there, and you can listen to the full episode on all of those platforms, and see, what you think about a, the full audio content. Because, after all, it is the Sam Smith Audio Show. But, anyways, I want to thank you guys for, listening and all of that, because I wouldn't have been able to order, better, or get better equipment and stuff if it wasn't for all of you guys, because, I get paid, clicks per minute and stuff on the podcast. So thanks to all of you for going and listening on Spotify and Anchor and all of that, because I wouldn't been able to make it happen if it wasn't for you guys and everything and all of that. And also, like I said, I'm having a contest right now for all of my local listeners here in Little Rock. I'm going to be giving away a free ticket to the Punks for Paws show at Vino's, Anchor the Appetite. That's the band that I'm really interested in going to see, but the other ones, I checked them out on Spotify, they're really good too. Avamel and Any Given Room, they're pretty great bands and stuff. So if you want a ticket, all you gotta do is share anything, just share whatever on the page, on the Facebook page, and leave a comment in the comment sections of the YouTube video, or leave comments on my Facebook page for Sam Smith Audio Show on Facebook, and tell me what you think about the show. I don't care if you don't like the show, whatever. If there's something you don't like about it, comment, message me, let me know. And, anyways, that's all you gotta do to win, the ticket. So, go over there and, smash the hell out of that like and share button, and, leave a comment after you listen to the show. And, I really appreciate you guys, and, I hope you guys, participate, because, I'm just gonna give it away, just put money, you know, I don't really have anything else to do with it. And it's gonna be a really good charity event too at that show. So anyways, you don't wanna miss it. And thanks for listening. Oh yeah, one more thing to all of my listeners in the UK. Thanks guys. Y'all moved up on my ratings list to like number two. So the UK and the United States are where I have the most listeners at right now. Number three is Brazil. Thanks for all of my listeners abroad. And that is that's awesome that y'all are tuning in. And go and check out some of our local bands since I know y'all are listening and stuff. We have some awesome talent coming out of Little Rock. Go check it out. You won't be disappointed. Trust me. Alright. Hey, and welcome back to the weekly quotes. Okay, in the weekly quote this week, we have a quote by Aristotle. There's only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. Okay, so what I'm taking from that quote is you can't avoid criticism unless you just don't do anything bold, ever, you know? You're always going to have to deal with haters and people wanting to shit on you every time you turn around for everything that you do. And they're going to criticize it. Some people are going to motivate you to keep going and really push you, and some people are going to really just crap all over your parade. And that's just something that you're going to have to, you know, take in, you know, or you can choose to ignore it. You do know how to. I ignore half of it, and then half of it I look at and try and learn from on what I can do, you know, what I can do to reflect on what, you know, some people's criticism is, you know. Some criticism can be good for, you know, building and learning and growing and things like that. So I don't think that all criticism is bad, but some people are just jerks about it, and you just gotta tune those people out, you know. Just don't pay attention to them, and don't let criticism hold you back from doing something that you want to do. You know, if you want to start a podcast, don't let people's criticism and opinions of what they think of you hold you back from that. If you want to start a band, don't let people's criticism hold you back from that either. You know, just do what you want to do, no matter what other people think, you know, because at the end of the day, it's all about what, you know, it's about you, you know. You only live one lifetime. You know, you're not going to get another shot at it, you know, after you're dead, so you might as well do it now. That's, so, you can't avoid criticism. So, unless you want to just do nothing at all with your life, then to, you know, avoid people criticizing you, then go ahead. Go ahead. Don't do anything. I mean, it's your choice, you know. You don't have to. But if you want to get out, you want to do something, if you want to make a piece of artwork, go ahead. Go for it. Do it. Do it. If you want to be some sort of athlete, go ahead and do it. I'm all for it. But don't be afraid of what other people are going to think of you and how they're going to criticize you for it. Don't let that stop you from doing, from being yourself. Here's another one by Albert Einstein that I like. I am thankful for all those who said no to me. It's because of them I'm doing it myself. I guess he was told no a lot in his life. I'm not going to go into it because I don't have enough time for it right now, but go and look up some documentaries and, look up, do some research on Albert Einstein because it's really, really interesting. But anyways, he made a great life for himself, even though a lot of people told him no. And I liked that because there was a lot of people who told me no, and a lot of people that didn't want to, they didn't believe in me. There's a lot of people that did not believe in me, didn't believe that I would ever be anything or go anywhere or do anything, like my teachers and stuff in grade school. I had a couple of teachers in middle school that told me I was flat out retarded. Just flat out told me I was retarded and I was stupid. I had teachers in school, in the public school system, that said I would never be anything. They told me I would never be anything. But now, okay, this sounds like, I sound like an arrogant asshole when I say this, but I'm making more money than those teachers make now. And I'm 28 years old. Okay, so they don't know what they was talking about. And I'm not going to let their criticism, their nose, and their all of that, I'm not going to let it tear me down and keep me from doing what I want to do. I wanted to start a podcast. I'm doing a podcast. I don't care what people think. I know there's people that don't like my podcast, and if they don't like it, then it's not hurting my feelings. It's not affecting me. It's not affecting the way that I record. I'm still going to be down here in the studio putting in work and putting out audio for the people that do listen. And I really appreciate my listeners and stuff. And I hope you keep coming back. And I've gotten a lot of support the past week or two since I've really kicked off season two of the show, and that is awesome. I have some really good reviews coming up, or spotlights. I have some good spotlights coming up. I'm going to give you a couple of hints. One of them is about the spotlights I'm doing is an artist from Texas who does rap, blues, rock type of stuff, and it's pretty good. I like it. I'm not a real big rap fan, but, I could listen to it, but anyways, I'm going to do a spotlight on him, so don't forget to miss that. I'm not going to do one on him this week, but it'll be sometime soon. So stay tuned in for that, and keep an ear open for it, or an eye open for YouTube, because I might put it on YouTube. I don't know. I'm picking and choosing still which episodes I'm gonna put on YouTube. So just stick around for that, and keep tuning in. So, I'm going to bring you some good YouTube content, don't worry guys. For everybody that's wondering, what I'm doing with that. Let's find another quote on here, though. We've gotten kind of off topic a little bit there, but we're going to get back on it. So, I'm looking at quotes on Google and finding good ones to talk about. Just in case you didn't know, that's how I'm running this segment. So here's one. It doesn't say exactly who it is. It just says Chinese proverb. Pearls don't lie on the seashore. If you want one, you must dive for it. Okay, I like that because anything that's worth keeping, it doesn't come easy. You know, you got to work for it. You know, you got to work for anything if you want it to be good for you. Because it's not going to be permanent. If it's easy to get, it's not going to last. It's not just like buying a, it's like buying a used car. The cheaper it is, the, you know, you're not, the less, you know, the less you're going to be able to drive it. It's not going to be around as long, you know. It's going to wear and tear, and eventually it's going to break down on you and start knocking and all that shit, you know. So, you know, anything that you, and money, oh, I hate this crap. Everybody on, all these people on Facebook with all these damn pyramid schemes trying to get people to buy a bunch of shit and make money off of it. Oh, you give me, $200, and we'll send you all this bullshit that you can't sell and stuff. Oh, but if you get 10 other people to join, then, you know, you get some commission off of their stuff. So you never make your money back. You can't sell the crap that, that, and even if you can potentially make money off of it, there's so many assholes out there already doing it, you're probably not going to. So any kind of job that offering fast money like that, it's always too good to be true. And somebody's getting rich while you're spending all of your money trying to get, you know, trying to get rich too. And it's never gonna happen. You know, they're just, they're crooks, you know, you can't trust them. But I hate those guys, and I feel bad for a lot of people, you know, that fall for it and stuff, you know, that are naive and everything. Enough to, you know, fall for a scam like that, you know. But, I mean, just, you know, it's really common sense for some people. I know it's not, you know, common sense for a lot of people, you know, because there's some people out there that just want to see the good and others, you know, and all that shit. And that's cool and everything, but don't try and see the good in other people to a point where you're so damn naive that you're gonna fall for, you know, crappy internet scams and schemes and stuff. It's just not gonna work out, you know. It's not gonna work out for you. You know, you're gonna end up going broke and being in a worse position than you was before. Your best bet's to go out and get you a good paying job that you gotta work your ass off at to, you know, to make anything out of it. Like, that's what I do. I mean, I kill myself working every day doing, I'm a groundskeeper, but I get paid good money. You know, I'm making $2,500 a month, you know, so that's not bad. You know, I enjoy it. It's a, you know, it's a nice little living right now. But, and it's also like this podcast. This podcast, I've had to work, and I'm still working my ass off just to get a couple, you know, 100 people or so to listen to my show. You know, I mean, but I'm not gonna stop just because it's not easy, just because it's hard. Because I think the longer that I do the podcast and the show, the, you know, better I'll get at it, the better quality it'll be, which I'm hoping will attract more listeners. And I'm not going to give up. Instead of giving up, I'm going to try and do my best to make it better, you know, and try and improve my content. That's, I mean, I'm not going to quit anything because it's hard, you know. I like the challenge anyway. I haven't paid a single dime to promote the show or anything. I'm not going to spend money to promote the show. Oh, I am going to take a dollar. Like, okay, every dollar that I make off this show is going to go towards buying a honey bun to feed the homeless. So, and all you have to do is to support that is listen. Get your family and friends to listen, and just spread the word of the show, and get people to listen. Every dollar that I get, will, you know, go towards that from through the winter time and stuff. So just keep listening and all of that. I've already got better equipment and all of that. I've got Encore 300 mic, you know, it's pretty good. I've got a V8 sound card, which is pretty decent, you know. So I've got good quality equipment now. So now I can take some of the proceeds from the show and I can donate $1 to feed the homeless, you know, through the winter time. Because it's cold outside and I know a lot of homeless people need food and need to eat also. And it just breaks my heart driving down, you know, driving through the streets of the city and stuff and seeing so many people going hungry and things like that. It just, I want to help them. You know, I know I can't help everybody, but if I can make a dent and help 10 people, 20 people, then that's, you know, that's, I'm happy with that, you know. But, you know, if I can't do any more than that, then it's fine. At least I've tried. But just all you got to do is just get people to listen to the show. Because the more people that listen to the show, the more money that the show brings in, and the more homeless people get honey buns this winter. Okay, and I'm going to wrap up the, I'm going to wrap up this segment. I got kind of off topic and things like that for a minute, but I hope you really enjoyed the quotes that I quoted, that I read, and stay tuned in for the next segment. Peace. And we're back. Hey, guys, what's going on? Anyways, it's time for the Social Media Minute again. So, we don't have just a whole hell of a lot on the Social Media Minute this week because there wasn't a whole lot of people that just left comments and all that, but I have a shitload of likes and stuff that people left. Let's see. Here's something that NewsAtlas.com posted. Psilocybin for major depression granted breakthrough therapy by FDA. I'm pretty sure I've already read that to you guys on here. Oh, hey, I still got a ticket, though, up for grabs for the Social Media Minute here because I'm doing the, you know, remember I'm doing that free ticket giveaway. For the Pumps for Pause, Anchor the Appetite, Levels Evermail in Any Given Room. You can win the ticket by liking, sharing, and leaving a comment about what you think of the show. You can listen to it on Spotify, Anchor.fm, or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever platform you like to listen on. I'm probably there. You can even check out my videos on YouTube and like, share, watch a video. You can even leave a comment if you absolutely fucking hate it and tell me about the shit. Tell me about how shitty it is. And I'll reply to that with a smart-ass comment back probably on my podcast. Because I could honestly care less what you think. No, I'm just kidding. I like my audience's feedback, but I'm not gonna kiss your ass either. Okay, so let's see. Thanks for everybody that liked all of my pictures and everything of my new recording equipment. It's working great. I'm loving this Encore 300 mic. I was using the Snowball. And I'm enjoying the V8 sound card. It's working nicely so I can monitor my voice and all of that while I'm recording. And I can hear myself. That's pretty neat, you know. So, anyway. So, I'm still enjoying all of that and everything. Here's a meme that I thought was interesting. The difference in booze... In booze and weed, 5 drunk guys will start a fight, 5 stoned guys will start a band. That is so true, man. People get violent when they get drunk, you know? Some people just get really fucking angry, and they probably should not drink. You know, I quit drinking because I didn't like the way that it made me feel anymore, and I just didn't like feeling drunk anymore. And, but I've never seen anybody just smoke a joint and say, that's what kicks somebody's ass right now, you know? Most of the time I see people smoke a joint and just be really chill to the point where sometimes they don't want to do anything at all. But, I don't know. Like, I'm not one of those guys, though. I don't smoke if I have anything to do, really, though. But, I definitely am not gonna go start a fight. Because that's honestly the last thing that's gonna be on my mind. The first thing that would be on my mind would be to go, have some munchies and maybe smoke a cigarette, which I need to quit doing. But, anyways, oh shoot, hold on. Somebody left a smart ass comment on, the reviews on here. I don't know, I can make fun of somebody probably. Somebody left a, oh, Crystal Hand Shoes. What, okay, first of all, what kind of fucking name is Hand Shoe? That doesn't even make sense, Hand Shoe. And this person's real last name on here, apparently. Crystal Hand Shoe. Okay, so what do you wear your shoes on your hand, you fucking idiot? Maybe fucking try to put them on your goddamn feet. Like, you got fucking feet hands? Feet mittens? Shut up. Oh, you don't recommend Sam Smith audio show? The comment says, I don't know. I've not seen this before. Then go fucking listen to it before you goddamn say you don't recommend the show. You don't have to. I mean, and even if you did listen to it, which your comment makes it pretty clear that you haven't, if you're not gonna at least listen to the show, then don't leave. Don't put that you wouldn't recommend it and leave a smart ass comment. Why don't you go and fucking check us out on Spotify or whatever before you just go leaving comments and not recommending the show and stuff? I don't know. I've not seen this before. You can't even fucking talk right, you illiterate fuck. And also, if you don't like this segment, then don't listen to it. Because, yes, I cuss a lot. I never said that it was recommended for kids or anything, so there is a parental advisory on this show. But anyways, moving along from this dumbass hand shoe person, that pissed me off. Yeah, if you're not gonna listen to the show, then why even go on Facebook and you know, say that you don't recommend the show to anybody and leave that comment, you know? Go and listen to it before you go to, you know, before you just don't do anything at all. You know what I mean? Don't leave a bad review, a 1-star rating, because you don't like, because you haven't checked it out before. I mean, that doesn't even make sense. You might have looked at the page, but it's not really a Facebook blog, you know? I post stuff and share stuff on Facebook a lot, but I don't, like, just, I'm not on there 24/7, you know? So, it's a podcast, not a fucking, you know, I'm not a professional fucking social media guy. Shit, man, I'm not a fucking Instagram influencer. So you can't really get the full scope of what the Sam Smith audio show is if you don't go and listen to the show. So that's why I usually don't fucking respond to comments. But anyway, there it is. I never said I was gonna be nice responding to shitty comments and stuff, you know? And there's a difference between criticizing, there's a difference between constructive criticism and somebody just being stupid. So, there's that. But anyways, moving along to Instagram. There was a lot of people that hearted my stuff and liked my stuff. And there's a couple of comments on Instagram. I'm going to try and find those. And I'm going to read them to you guys. See what they say on Instagram. Thanks everybody for all the likes and stuff, by the way. I have a shitload of hearts and likes on here. Well, hell, I guess I don't have a whole lot of comments on this. Jesus Christ. Oh, that's right. It was a bunch of stuff in the messenger, not the comments. But anyways, I guess that's it for Sam Smith, not the show. I'm not ending it like that. That's it for the segment for the Social Media Minute. Tune back in. Don't forget to participate in the contest if you want to win that ticket, because it is still up for grabs. So, stay tuned for the next segment. Bye, later. Hey, and this is a new segment that wasn't on the pilot episode. It's called Newsworthy of Reporting. Okay, and I'm going to be sharing, or I'm going to be reading and sharing a little bit about some interesting news articles that I have found on Facebook and things like that. Okay, this first one's kind of old, but I'm going to check it out anyways for you guys. It's credit here to High Times, Utah's top anti-cannabis lawmaker is also one of the state's largest opiate sellers. Okay, that is ridiculous. And I think High Times is a pretty, legit source. They've been around for a while, so I think I can, trust them for the most part. But anyways, this is what High Times is saying about this. A potentially explosive report detailing the distribution of pharmaceutical opiates reveals a disturbing connection between Utah's anti-medical cannabis movement and the pharmaceutical industry, specifically one of the state's leading anti-legalization policymakers is also one of the state's biggest sellers of opiates. Okay, that is ridiculous. Of course he doesn't want marijuana legalized. He's making a ton of money off of, pharmaceutical opiates. It's this big pharma, man. They're trying to shut down anything that they think might take away from them making billions and billions of dollars off of other people's addictions. And that shit is ridiculous. This is something that we need to get a grip on and put a stop to immediately. You know, I mean, opiates are destroying people's lives. And I know that a lot of the times, whenever you get freaking prescribed to them, you probably need them and things like that. But what you're not considering is you could use, you might be able to use marijuana for a lot of things that you get prescribed to opiates for. And so, and by the time your prescription runs out, you're at risk of becoming an addict, from being on them. So your body is going to be wanting that shit, you know, whenever your doctor takes you off of them and stuff, and then you're going to be buying them on the street, things like that, because you're going to be sick and all that kind of shit. They're just horrible. And that shit pisses me off, this fucking guy. You know, he is all about fucking, you know, keeping cannabis illegal and stuff. He just doesn't want a safer alternative for people. Because these people, these big billionaires, they don't give a shit about us. You know, they're trying to protect their money. Anyway, here's another little article that I hope is real. This one from, I found it on the Huffington Post or whatever it is, where I got this from, so credit to them. But apparently, they're calling for the legalization of recreational weed in all 50 states immediately. That sounds great. Hopefully this is a real thing. You know? For Democrats, this is what the Huffington Post says, so I'm just quoting them here. For Democrats, the worst thing that could have happened has happened. A lying reality TV host who lost the popular vote will control the nuclear codes come January. Consider that we propose the current government appease the millions of Americans who now wake up hopeless and terrified by legalizing the recreational use of marijuana in all 50 states, effective immediately. Guam, Puerto Rico, whatever. Okay. This shit needs to happen. No fine, no criminalization, just give us the weed before it's too late, Barry. Terms of position. All Americans may engage in recreational marijuana use at any time. Workers may take weed breaks at work similar to cigarette breaks. Profits from weed sales goes towards making better movies and funding space travel. New weed smokers receive recreational leave exactly like maternity leave to find the strand that works for them. Some people like a head high, whereas we dig the body stuff. What? Hold on. Okay, this seems a little ridiculous here, these freaking terms of proposition. I mean, okay, I don't think that we should smoke weed while we're, you know, working, just fucking getting lit and shit while you're at work, you know, teachers trying to fucking teach kids and spacing out and shit, you know, that'd be a fucking trip, wouldn't it? Could you imagine being a fucking, you know, seventh grader and shit, you come into the classroom and you're fucking stoned out of your mind and stuff and, after lunch, and you're sitting there trying to not look high and everything, and then your teacher comes in from lunch break, and your teacher's high as shit too, and your teacher's sitting there trying to play off like they're not high and teach you and stuff. Man, that'd be a phony ass situation, wouldn't it? So that, shit. I'm down for this. Profits from weed sales goes towards making better movies and funding space travel. Alright, the space travel thing, whatever. But, hey, I'm all for making better movies. That shit sounds great. Because there's been some pretty terrible movies put out recently. But, anyways, that was from the Huffington Post. That was kind of some bullshit fucking article down there, it seems like, you know. Oh, shit. This one right here. A 74... Hold on. A 74-year-old man got his whole church high on weed cookies. Oh, shit. really can't trust anybody these days, the elderly. Even the elderly. What do you get out of church? Hope. Fellowship. Hope. Maybe a nice buzz or weed cookie. Oh, man. That's funny as hell. This guy went in there to, he went to church and, got his whole church on weed cookies. That is hilarious. Apparently, he was a member of, St. John's Apostle Church, Apostle Catholic Church in, Bloomington. So, that is funny. Some people said the cookies tasted unusually salty. Oh, Jesus Christ. I wonder if he fucking got high and accidentally grabbed the salt shaker instead of the sugar and just dumped a little bit in there and said, ah, fuck. You know, once he realized what he did, he said, fuck it, and put a little more sugar, tried to mask it and stuff, and still baked them anyway. He was accused of, I mean, he was just accused of wasting the cookies with THC. So, Mr. Jones initially admitted to the cookies, but denied adding any illegal substances to them. Police later obtained a warrant to search his home and found an orange pill bottle containing capsules, which later tested positive for marijuana. Okay. So, I guess he got caught and he was denying it and stuff, but, I don't know, that's pretty funny. I don't care who you are, that's hilarious. 74 years old, gets a whole tray of comedy cookies. That's fucking great. Could you imagine the look on the priest's face and stuff whenever he fucking got halfway through his cookie? All the old people, hell, that's hilarious. Oh, shit. Here's another one for you. Before I end this segment, I'm going to do a couple more of these little news articles. I hope this one is real, but it's by newsatlas.com. Psilocybin for major depression granted breakthrough therapy by FDA. I hope so, because that'd be great, you know, because a lot of these depression medicines that Big Pharma gives you is trash too. But apparently the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has granted psilocybin therapy a breakthrough therapy designation for the second time in a year, this time with a view on accelerating trials, testing its efficiency, treating major depression disorder. Back in late 2018, the FDA granted breakthrough therapy status to the ongoing work from Campus Pathways investigating psilocybin, the key psychoactive compound in magic mushrooms, as a therapy for treatment-resistant depression. A large multi-centered phase 2 trial spanning the US, UK, and Europe is currently underway, testing a variety of dosing strategies. This new FDA breakthrough therapy approval focuses on a 7-site phase trial currently underway in the United States, coordinated by a non-profit research organization called the USANA Institute. The trial is exploring the antidepressant properties of a single psilocybin dose in treating patients with a major depressive disorder. Last year's breakthrough therapy designation was targeted at the drug's efficiency for treatment-resistant depression. The particular clinical classification categorizes patients suffering from MDD who have not responded effectively to at least two different pharmacological antidepressant treatments during a current depressive episode. It is estimated between 10 and 30% MDD patients fall into the category of TRD. The new FDA approval focused on USAMA's research into the broader condition of MDD characterized by episodes of severe depression that last more than 2 weeks. Hundreds of millions of people around the world suffer from these kinds of acute major depression episodes every year. The results from previous studies clearly demonstrate the remarkable potential for psilocybin as a treatment in MDD patients, which USAMA is now seeking to confirm in its own clinical trials, says USAMA's Director of Clinical and Translational Research, Charles Rayson. What is truly groundbreaking in FDA's rightful acknowledgement that MDD, not just the much smaller treatment-resistant depression population, represents an unmet medical need, and that available data suggests that psilocybin may offer a substantial clinical improvement over existing therapy. So that sounds really good, you know. More into this little article here on the news network. The FDA's breakthrough therapy designation was introduced in 2012 as a way of presenting a faster pathway to approval for drugs that display treatment advantages over current options for serious or life-threatening conditions, as well as offering developmental assistance to whatever organization is sponsoring the research. The designation is considered a positive endorsement towards the diversity of and social impact of a prospective treatment to date. Roughly 1 in 3 treatments granted a breakthrough therapy designation have ultimately moved to market approval. Okay, so that's great. So they're still researching this. And honestly, I'm glad to see them researching something for depression, because depression is something that I've suffered with for a majority of my life and stuff. It hasn't been fun for me. I've hated every minute of it, you know. I hate being depressed. It sucks, you know, not wanting to get up, not wanting to fucking eat. Because whenever I get depressed, I don't want to eat, you know. But I've tried psilocybin a couple of times, and every time that I've tried it, I couldn't stop laughing. I mean, I just couldn't. Afterwards, my cheeks hurt. But the only negative side effect I felt from it was my cheeks hurt after I was done, after I wasn't high on shit anymore. My cheeks hurt real bad from smiling so much. And for the next week, 2 weeks after I had done that, I was, you know, happy, genuinely happy. And I loved it, you know. So I really hope that they start using that as a way, as a method to treat depression with people instead of these drugs. Because a lot of the medicines that they prescribed me in the past have done nothing except make the depression and everything worse, much, much worse. So and it wasn't good at all. So I hope that they find some good stuff with that study, and it's awesome that the FDA approved to help fund it and all of that. So thanks to them, and we are going to close down this segment.